this is the day. This is the day, declares God. It is a fresh time of outpouring of my Spirit, of my grace, and of my power. For those who worship me will discover what it is to worship in spirit and in truth, not just in works, not just in name only, but in spirit and in truth. For those who truly worship me will bow their knee before me, declares God. For this is the day of that separation that I've spoken about. This is that day of the great division. This is the day when those who are with me will bow their knee, and those who oppose will be revealed. And like the dross, they will be drawn away. They will fall to the side, outcast, thrown away. But those who will endure, those who will bow their knee to me in the hard times, in the difficult times, oh, they shall see my glory, says God. They shall see my outpouring upon them and upon the areas where they live. For these are the times I'm raising up my people. It's not the end. It's not over. It's not the death and the destruction of the United States. But it is that time when you will begin to walk into the fullness of what I have called you to do. For I have chosen you, says God, because you've chosen me. Because you've come unto me, I have come unto you, says God. And I will not let you fail, and I will not let you fall apart. But there is a season where there will be difficult times. And there is a season when those who believe that they are taking over, but they don't understand, they're trying to overthrow me, says God. And I am not easily cast down. Oh, but I am the victor, and I have the victory with me. And I am coming, says the Lord, in the clouds of glory, and I am coming in the hearts of men, and I am revealing myself in this day and this hour. But there must be that time of separation. There must be that time of division, for those who are of the true faith will be brought out in glory. And there will be those who will lash out in anger, and there will be those who lash out in frustration, but that's not my spirit, says God. For I have sent my Son to die for the whole world, that all those in it would know who I am. So I am displaying myself through faith and love and blessing, says God. For this is that time of forgiveness, and this is that time of calling those home who would hear the voice of the Spirit.
Yea, and I would say further unto thee this day, my people. Yea, I stand upon the waters and I run upon the mountaintops, saith God. For yea, I say unto you this day, look not upon the things of the natural. For yea, things are going to begin to become very trying. Things are going to begin to come into those places where you'll not understand the things that you see, where you'll not know about the things that are going on. But I say unto you that I am a revelator unto my people. Yea, I will reveal myself unto thee. Yea, I will show you my plan and my purpose. Yea, I say unto you that these are the days of Elijah. Yea, these are the days of giving back. These are the days of making recompense. For yea, I say unto you that I am a mighty God in the midst of my people. Yea, I shall tear down the strongholds of the enemy, saith God. Yea, I shall tear them down, and you shall walk upon them. For I have said that you can walk upon serpents and tread upon them, and yea, you would not be hurt. So I say unto you, be a witness unto me, as I've said unto you in the past, make up the hedge. Yea, go you forth and speak the things of my kingdom. For yea, I say unto you that it is sure and it will not fall. For I am a mighty God. I have sent my angels forth and they begin to dance in the heavens, saith God. Yea, they become impatient to come. And I say unto you that those days are being shortened day by day and day by day. Yea, look upon me, the author and the finisher of your faith. Yea, rely upon me for those things that you have need of. For I say unto you, things will become hard and you will not be able to do the things and have the liberty and the natural that you now have. But yea, I, the Lord thy God, shall supply thine every need. Yea, I shall take care of thee, and I shall draw you unto my breast, and I shall hold you tight, saith God. For you are my people, and you are my bride. Yea, look unto me, as I have said, the author and the finisher of your faith. And yea, I will not leave thee in a lurch, and I will not leave thee not knowing. For yea, I will reveal myself unto you, saith God.